Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 36 and 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." The king will reply, "I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Devotional. Born in the former Yugoslavia, Mother Teresa, 1910 to 1997, joined the Sisters of Loreto in Ireland at age 17, and within a year was sent to Calcutta, India. There, she witnessed the profound suffering of the poor who lived and died on the streets. In 1950, she founded the Missionaries of Charity, a religious order dedicated to serving the sick and dying in the city's slums. In 1979, she won the Nobel Peace Prize for her work. By 2015, there were more than 5,600 workers serving in 844 communities around the world. Mother Teresa made no distinction between being open to the heart of Christ in prayer and being open to the hearts of others, especially the hearts of the poor. Here is how she describes what it really means to love others in Jesus' name. "It is easy to love the people far away. It is not always easy to love those close to us. It is easier to give a cup of rice to relieve hunger than to relieve the loneliness and pain of someone unloved in our own home. Bring love into your home, for this is where our love for each other must start. The greatest disease in the West today is not TB, tuberculosis, or leprosy. It is being unwanted, unloved, and uncared for. We can cure physical diseases with medicine, but the only cure for loneliness, despair, and hopelessness is love. There are many in the world who are dying for a piece of bread, but there are many more dying for a little love. At the end of life, we will not be judged by how many diplomas we have received, how much money we have made, how many great things we have done. We will be judged by, 'I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was homeless, and you took me in.'" And Mother Teresa, in following the way of Christ by loving one person at a time, changed the world. Question to consider: what phrases or sentences from these Mother Teresa quotes most spoke to you today? Prayer. Lord, forgive me for the times I have ignored your voice and avoided entering into the pain or loneliness of those you have placed around me, especially those closest to me. Help me to really see the needs of those around me today, and then to listen. Then may the words and actions that flow from me reflect your heart of love. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.